Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, we got another World Series game tonight. This one's game six, yeah. Although it seems like game 16, doesn't it?
It does feel like this has been going on for a while. But I think now, finally, I think it's sunk in. And you were talking about this. There's this always the sense that the Dodgers weren't going to lose this series and that they would just wear out Toronto. And I think people have finally kind of come around to the notion the Blue Jays can do this. Like the Dodgers don't look like this dominant squad. And I think there's a pucker factor there now. Although if you're trying to unpucker, you can't do much better than having Yamamoto on the mound.
Well, I certainly sold the Blue Jays short. Yeah. I will definitely admit that.
I think a lot of people did.
Well, I think the odds makers did. I mean, if you look at these games, and I follow this stuff, I don't always bet it, but I like to look at it. The Blue Jays, until now, big underdogs.
Yeah.
Pretty much all the time.
Yes.
And it's really, I mean, it's pretty inexplicable what's happened with the Dodgers. And this is not to take any credit away from the Blue Jays. Mm-hmm. They are hitting 201 in this series, are the Dodgers.
Yeah.
201.
See, they moved Betts again?
Yeah, now he's only hitting fourth.
They moved him down.
But they, you know, I mean, that's crazy. They hit 253 in the regular season. Mm-hmm. They're batting 214 since the wild card round.
Yeah.
They have four runs in 29 innings.
It's not good. And then you throw on top.
And by the way, the Blue Jays ranked 19th in team ERA this year.
Yeah,
it's
not a dominant pitching staff.
That's the thing about it. It's just but this is why they play the games, yeah. Man. It's like, you know,
well, that's what
lace
I said.
Them up. When
you go into a series and everyone's picking one side,
it's not over.
It's clearly not. If Yamamoto does Yamamoto things tonight and they get to a game seven, then, you know, you take. You know, all bets are off, and then that's a coin flip. But I think you have to feel pretty good about a team that won 90 games and was one of, if not the best team in baseball most of the year. And now you got two at home to close it out, and the Dodgers can't hit. The bullpen's shaky as hell. And, I mean, does it say something that the Dodgers' fate rests in a guy being able to basically throw a complete game or at least go 7.5 or 8 innings for the third straight time? I mean, and I know he has been great. That is asking a lot. And the idea that it's a given that he's going to go out and do this again,
Well, no, their bats got to wake up.
Yes.
So, and, you know, the thing about the Dodgers is they have really good bats.
Yes.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
I just don't think it's good when you're up against it and you're now having to move another former MVP around in the lineup again because you're trying to find something.
Dude, they're just slumping.
Yeah.
Even Ohtani. I mean, since the walks, he hasn't looked good at all.
No.
I mean, you know, maybe the Blue Jays celebrate tonight.
It'd be something.
In Toronto. Mean,
I guess it wouldn't be Canada's first because the wouldn't be their first title in a while because the Raptors won not too long ago.
Yeah, the Raps. Hey, do you know who owns the Blue Jays?
Molson Coors? No idea.
I don't know. I don't know who owns it.
I was reading about him today. His name is Edward Rogers of Rogers Center.
Yeah. By the way, every building in Canada is basically the Rogers Centre.
Yeah.
Where the Canucks play is the Rogers Centre. Where the Edmonton Oilers play is the Rogers Centre. And I believe SkyDome is now right. The Rogers Centre?
Yeah, it's not SkyDome. It's Rogers Centre.
So there is three major
with RE instead of ER.
Yes.
Which I find weird, but
I just think it's odd that you have that many of these big sports complexes in Canada and they're all the Rogers Centre.
So he is the second wealthiest owner in baseball behind your boy Steve Cohen.
Yeah.
And Rogers Communications, so it's a telecommunications company. Yeah. They are everything up there. They're enormous.
When you go into Canada, literally every other sign is a Rogers sign.
Right, and a lot of Americans may not know that, but Rogers Communications is just, it's a ginormous entity, and he is Mr. Rogers. He is, what did I say his name was? Edward Rogers. He's the head of it. But what they said about him was, he was for years really hands off and didn't really care about the Blue Jays because they were just a line item. Yeah. Like that's how rich
it didn't matter.
Yeah, dude, he didn't care about them. But what he has learned, he says over the last 10 years, and he was quoted in this article I was reading about him, he finally said investing in sports is like the best content to own in today's day and age, and I'm going to do it. So he committed not only to growing the Blue Jays pillar of the business, he went and bought the Leafs and the Raptors. He owns, and the MLS team. He owns all of the sports in Toronto.
I think that's kind of awesome.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
Well, and this is why it's a little disingenuous when you talk about, not you, but some of the national media members, guys, including, you know, two of the big national hosts were trying to build this as like small market versus the evil empire. We mentioned, depending on what you want to look at, it's either the fifth or the seventh biggest payroll in Major League Baseball. Toronto is one of the largest cities in North America. And you just stated this is the second richest owner behind the Mets owner.
Yeah.
So can we stop this? This is not the Edmonton Oilers, a small market Canadian team. This is not. Toronto is a massive city with a massive payroll.
Yeah, for sure. And the other, what's weird about them, though, is, and they courted Ohtani and they courted Soto, but they don't really have any stars besides Vlad.
Vlad, and he was homegrown.
Like, they just don't, they're a weird team because if they win this, this might be the biggest upset since, like, D-backs over Yankees.
Yeah, that was
2001.
That was a huge one.
A lot of people cite the Reds over the A's way back in 1990 when they swept them.
Yeah.
And either of the Marlins World Series could be considered an upset as well.
Yeah, who'd they beat? The Indians?
The Marlins, the first one they beat the Indians, that was the Jose Mesa Indians and all those. And the second one
they beat the Yankees, didn't they? They beat the Yankees?
I don't remember that one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm looking here
Well, by odds. So I looked
at the Yankees.
It was the Yankees. Yeah, by odds, they only go back the last 15 years, the list I saw. The only bigger upset would be the Nationals over the Astros, which was in 2019. The Astros were actually a bigger favorite to win that World Series than the Dodgers were to win this one at the start of it. But, I mean, this is a huge upset. But the thing about it is, it's like, you know how you do this with, well, baseball fans do this. We go, oh, how many players can you name from the 1990 Reds?
Sure.
Or the 2001 Diamondbacks? Dude, this one, if the Blue Jays finish this off, in 30 years, this one's going to be a tough one. How many players can you name from that Blue Jays
team? Will be one.
Dude, there are a bunch of no-names.
It will be Vlad Guerrero and...
Well, George Springer.
You might, Springer and maybe Bichette, simply because of you'll do the, his dad.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
So anyway, they said that Edward Rogers, so once he committed to sports, he has now, this article said that Mark Shapiro, who is the president of the Blue Jays, he would represent the Jays at owners' meetings. Like, Rogers did not, he just was not there. He didn't care. But now he does, and so they're crediting just this one little flip of the baseball management team now having to answer to him as the reason why the Blue Jays are finally maybe going to get over the top here. That was the big. There was like one move, and it was him saying, "I want to be involved. I'm going to buy everything sports, and now I want to go out and get Shohei Ohtani."
So he kind of went Phil Knight, and he's like, "Hey, what do we need to do to win?
A little bit."
And by the way, again, I wanted to look it up to make sure I was accurate, but to the national media guy that was claiming that small markets are having their moment here, Toronto is the fourth largest city in North America. It would be the third largest city in the United States. Mexico City is one, New York City is two, Los Angeles is three, and then Toronto.
So, wait, who was that?
That was Colin.
Oh, Cowherd?
Colin
was saying that about Toronto?
He was making this big old push that small markets are having their day, and it's no longer about large markets, and it's no longer about big budgets, and the Blue. And I was sitting there listening to that, being like, "What?" Like, I was like, "Toronto is a massive city," and I want to look. And then that's when I looked up their payroll, and I was like, "It's the fifth largest payroll in Major League Baseball, and it's the fourth largest city." And since we don't have a team in Mexico City. That is the third largest market in Major League Baseball. So spare me. Now, if you want to go Oklahoma City, that's fine. But you can't throw Toronto. We think everything north of the border, like, that's how insulting, like, we treat Canada. It's like, well, it's Toronto. I don't know. Who on earth would want to go to Toronto? A lot of people. It's a great city.
Does the World Series get a big number on Halloween night?
I would assume so.
Does Halloween affect?
I do remember, back in the day, going trick or treating with my kids and seeing the World Series on and all that. I mean, that was like, you would like look through the window, or you'd ask if like someone answered the door. You're like, "Hey, real quick, let me what's going on in there?"
Yeah, if anything, I think it'll be higher rated because people will just put it on.
People be home.
Yeah, well, and more often just in the background.
Yeah,
so stuff happening.
I think there'll be a lot of people sitting at home and just you flip on the World Series. I unfortunately have to go to the Blazers tonight, and I am hoping that in the little area we're at, there will be a TV. If not, it will be on my phone.
Like you said, you have to go to go.
This was not
covering the team.
Clearly.
Bringing back sound for us for the post-game show.
I got my mini disc player. I'm going to be there. It's the Nuggets. Should be a good game.
The Nuggies?
Yes.
Yeah, should be a good game.
This was
should
not,
it be a good game?
Shockingly, it was not my idea to go to the Blazer game on Halloween.
I'm mad at the Blazers, though.
Are you?
Yeah.
Your Zers?
My Zers, yeah. I bet
above
on
them. Above 500?
Well, I bet on them against the Lakers, and they covered and won. Mm-hmm. And then I bet on them against the Yaz. And they were up 21 points.
Almost gacked it away.
And they lost. I think I had a -3. They won. They were up 21 points in the fourth quarter, and they won by 2.
Yeah, that was a crappy backdoor cover by the Jazz.
This will not stand, Drew Holiday, if that is your real name.
He's having a nice little moment here.
Well, he didn't in the fourth quarter in Utah, okay?
Sorry. I bet. Is this the sort of thing where you can get on him and then he could, you know... Who was the NBA guy that was saying that the abuse that people take about their bets? There was someone just made headlines just the other day where they were talking about this. They're like, was it Jaylen Brown? said that the NBA has to protect him because of all the vitriol coming from gamblers.
I bet they do get that, though.
Yeah, yeah.
From people.
Yeah, and they, like, athletes have said, like, guys send them Venmo requests and they curse at them. Not because they won or lost, because they screwed him over in a, you know, in a parlay or whatever.
Hey, Chip Kelly would have paid him.
Yeah. By the way,
shut up.
From an odd standpoint, they're saying that the biggest upset in World Series history was Mets Orioles 1969, and they went number two was Nationals Astros 2019.
Well, I know I just said that.
Yeah, I was just interested that was the by odds the Nationals 19-31 at one point.
Yeah,
in that season,
and the Astros were awesome.
Yeah,
back then,
and then they went Cubs Cleveland.
They're not now though.
The Cubbies winning in 2016.
Was that a huge upset?
And then Diamondbacks, Yankees.
That one was. We know
and
that.
And Marlins, Indians are their top five.
Well, the 88 Dodgers were a that was an upset. The A's were awesome.
Yeah.
Dennis Eckersley was unhittable, and Gibson hobbles up there. And
they beat him in, what, five?
Pops one? I don't remember.
It didn't go long. I think it was a five-game series.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.